Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
37 rushing yards, past couple games, coming off the bye, pitch out, second and 7. Warren squirts free, cuts into the secondary, and now it's a foot race. Can they stop him there? A hit by Turner, can't bring him down. What a run! Second and 8, Gainwell the back, and he gets the call. A foot race here with the rookie Carter, touchdown. Flacco to the air, and time. Flag, as you see, and to the side, caught by Higgins. He's in right now. Let's see what the flag is about. It is a hold on Pittsburgh. It'll count. It's a 28-yard touchdown pass to Higgins. Gainwell again out of the backfield. Jones the block at the left tackle. The muscular tight end Washington running roughshod, bulldozing, plowing. Wow! Catch and run. 31. First time in the red zone today. From behind, they got him. Herbig coming in, starting for Alex Highsmith. Second goal. Gainwell breaks the tackle right there of Burks and goes in for 6. His second touchdown reception today. He'll go outside. And it's caught here by Fant, and quickly on him, Echols, the ball jarred free, picked up Pierre, he'll take it in, it is a touchdown, a second turnover touchdown by the defense.
Speaking of opportunities, Mason Rudolph, a heck of a second half for the Steelers.
Yeah, 12 of 16, 127, touchdown pass, he takes the knee, and that is all she wrote. The Steelers win it.
Oh boy, Bob. Oh boy. A lot
Victory
is happening.
Monday. Victory
a
Monday.
Lot is happening here. Bob Pompiani across from me. Austin City Limits. Bechtold to my left with a man that I forget his name and I don't remember ever meeting him except for this morning.
You have met him multiple times.
I have?
Joe. Yes, you have.
What's his name?
Would you like to take a guess of what his name is?
John?
No.
Jim?
No.
Tell me.
Why Robert. Don't you look across to Bob Pompiani and guess?
Bob? Bob.
Bob.
Robert.
Bob.
This is
Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hopefully he is not offended by you not knowing his name.
Well, I will by the end of the day for sure. Bob, I had another double door situation today. That's where we begin. Yeah, we're going to get to the big story. There's several of them. We have double doors here. So if someone opens a door for you, they open it and then they open the next one. Mm-hmm. There was a very nice woman in front of me. I was going to open the door for her. She went first. She opened the door for me. I said, thank you. She said, absolutely. Very nicely like that. Then the question becomes, in terms of social etiquette, when she opens the second door? Do I offer another thank you? And is she required to say another you're welcome or absolutely or some sort of salutation? I offered a second thank you. It was much lower than the first one. And she kept walking, which was fine. I think she had done her duty. Your thoughts?
I agree with you.
The double thank you is in order?
Yeah. I'm more of a, I'd rather keep doing that than more is better for me when it comes to that sort of thing.
Did she have any obligation for a double you're welcome of some sort?
No.
I think the first one sufficed.
Yeah, as long as she said it once. Now, if she said it not once, not any time, now there'd be a little kind of angst in your head saying, all right, you don't appreciate. Now, I see this a lot. You know what what bothers me, speaking about that, is when you allow a car to go ahead of you.
No wave. Yeah.
No wave.
No acknowledgement. No wave. Ooh, that gets me too.
Yeah. I have honked it a few times just because it bothers me. Not so much that, but then I wonder, what am I honking for? Because
you know what I give,
Bob? That's an interpretation honk then.
That is. It's an exactly.
And I'm not, all I want to do is just acknowledge I'm letting you in, dude. You're standing here. You want to go. I say wave you on and you just ignore me.
Well said. And the one that really gets me is when I'm waiting to join a line and cars keep passing me. I give them the very sarcastic and overdramatic wave. Thank you. Thanks for letting me in. Thank
you. They don't want to look at you.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you give them that limits at all?
Yeah, I try to give the nice, polite wave, but sometimes I'll give like a look if I'm mad at somebody.
Right.
And then sometimes you'll get a look back that is even more stern.
Yeah, and that could go to a different level.
I think I'm going
to
stop doing that.
At that point, you have to remember, Austin, how much do you weigh?
145 pounds.
That guy probably weighs double your weight in there, whoever's looking.
Yeah, Bob, but I mean, do people really get out of their cars and try to physically assault you?
I have seen
in a word,
it happen,
yes.
Not to me, but I saw it in front of me once.
Yeah,
or worse, yeah.
The guy
or
slams,
worse.
And I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what's going to happen next? He got out, he started yelling, the car pulled away.
Wow.
And then I'm thinking, is he going to chase him, and should I chase that man? And
the impulse is there, right?
What am I doing?
Yeah, I'm just going to mind my business then.
And drag into this.
You got to think better of it there. All right. Man, do
that
we have a lot?
That leads us back to the one in the bathroom.
What?
The etiquette of the bathroom.
When someone's already at the urinal?
Yeah, and do you say hello? I do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a hello. And even a little bit of small talk if you know the person.
No, I'm talking about if you don't know the person.
Oh, a hello?
Hello.
No. I'm not.
Hello.
I don't need acknowledgement from a stranger at a urinal.
Do you look at that person first?
Again, this is Bob again wanting to talk in the bathroom. Bob, why do you want to create conversation
there? Here we are
there?
Again, talking in the bathroom.
All right. I'm glad I brought that up. Now we move on. So many stories, but really only one. You have the Steelers basically turning Ja'Marr Chase into a spitting liar. But that's not the big story here. You have Mount Washington turning in one of the most legendary runs, certainly in the regular season, in Steelers history. One of the most memorable catch and runs you'll ever see, right out of the book of Vance McDonald, only better, I would argue. We'll talk about that later because that ain't the story. And you have the Steelers with a very, very necessary win against the Bengals, because if you look at the standings, they don't win that game yesterday. They're not in the playoffs today. They're behind Jacksonville in the eighth spot. I don't know, Kansas City, I haven't even looked at the ramifications there. A very necessary win. That's not even the story today. The story's the quarterbacks. And what's going to happen against the Chicago Bears, the team that Aaron Rodgers has famously said that he owns and that Ian Rapoport says Rodgers wants to play against, no matter what, this weekend or next weekend, it sounds like. We all saw Rodgers go down with what Adam Schefter says is a break in his left hand wrist area, slight break. That's obviously not his throwing hand, but it kept him out of the second half yesterday. Mike Florio saying that Rodgers wanted to play in the second half. So where are we with all this? Let's go to Rapoport with his latest.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a test this morning just to determine how long he is going to miss with his injured wrist, if he is going to miss time. Here is our understanding. This is something I've been reporting with colleague Tom Pelissero. Aaron Rodgers does have a tiny fracture in his left wrist. That is what the x-ray at the stadium revealed yesterday. The reason why he's going to have more tests after, you mentioned, a player landed on his wrist, it was torqued in a way, it was just too much pressure, and a bone ended up breaking. Aaron Rodgers, to my understanding, has told people close to him that he will be back very soon. He has told more people close to him that he does not want to miss a game. He is pushing to play in this game. I know it seems crazy because he broke a bone in his wrist, but it is a left wrist. If he's able to grip, if he's able to receive the ball on the snap, it is actually possible that Rodgers could play this week. I had someone tell me that he was essentially 50-50 to play this week. So it sounds bad, but Aaron Rodgers does want to play and is trying to see how he could do it for the Steelers.
Bob, you know, when that schedule came out, there were, what, probably three games that he circled: the Jets, Green Bay, and absolutely going into Chicago, where he owns that franchise. You know that. But here's the question I want to present to you to start the show today. Would you rather have a banged up Aaron Rodgers, you know, whatever ramifications, maybe not many, that injury would have, or a healthy Mason Rudolph going into Chicago? Which would you rather have?
Well, given the history of Aaron Rodgers, I understand why he'd want to do it. I understand that whole thing with the championship belt that he used to bring out when he beat him. But I'm going to go with a healthy Mason Rudolph, only because I think that left wrist — I was talking to a lot of people last night who talk about the importance of taking a snap under center. It may seem on the surface like, oh, you don't need your left hand for anything, but you do need it no matter what you're doing at quarterback. There are, and I wonder if it's not fully back to where it needs. He takes another hit and it gets worse. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I think Mike Tomlin will have a, he's going to probably go until game time, until they make a decision, for a lot of reasons, because he doesn't like anybody to know what's going on in terms of who's going to play. But I think as the week rolls on, you'll find out. I would go with Rudolph for this week.
So would I. And I think the bigger question then becomes, what if he lights it up? What if he was?
Oh, you love that, those quarterback controversies.
Listen,
that's what everyone wants to talk about.
You go look at some of the stories in the Post-Gazette and the comments under them today, and Mason Rudolph has a lot of fans.
He does.
In this town. He's now played, in the regular season anyway, four straight pretty good games for the Steelers. You go back to that 3-0 run. I think it's been up and down as far as fan sentiment toward Mason, but it's at a high right now. It's at a high. And I wonder, with Rodgers having looked a little bit skittish, I would say, over these past six quarters, I wonder what people would say if you just wanted to give Mason a run no matter what right now, what they would say. I don't think that would happen. If Rodgers is capable of playing, I think he's going to play. And here's what I would say. I'd go with Mason in this game if Rodgers is at all compromised. And the important point to me is, I don't think you're going to see much of a drop-off. To me, yesterday, they were quite similar. I thought there may have been an overreaction to, well, you know, Mason was way better. He was a little bit better than Aaron yesterday, but not much.
But I consider coming in cold like that, having not played all season long, I think you have to consider that as well. He stepped right in.
For sure. He's a pro.
In fewer series, he had better yards than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, not per attempt. Rodgers actually got the ball.
No, I understand that.
That was one of the big stories nationally. Was I was watching Orlovsky and Rex Ryan and company. Mason got the ball down the field. Actually, Aaron's yards per completion were more. Now, some of that was catch and run type stuff. But he had a couple plays early to Metcalf, right? Was a huge play. Mount Washington helped him out late in the half with that legendary play.
31 yards, just leaving roadkill everywhere.
So maybe Mason is a little bit more willing to get the ball down the field, but it didn't really show in the numbers yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But I
couldn't help but notice that Roman Wilson caught one of his first passes, right?
And he did. And that was a nice throw right down the sideline, put it on the money.
Yeah.
And what I like about Mason Rudolph is his willingness to stand in the pocket. If you go back to that three-game win streak you mentioned prior to the loss in Buffalo, even in that loss in Buffalo, he's going to stay in the pocket until the end if he feels a play can break at the very last second. And he does that a lot. I like that quality in him. But I'm factoring in the potential injury risk that could linger beyond this week. If he comes back, I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he gets drilled to the ground again in the left arm, I mean, at what point do you say, hey, he may tell you, I'm still going to play, and his wrist isn't worthy of playing. You know, he needs time. So that's why we go with Mason Rudolph. I don't think there's any, you know, why would you risk it the other way? If he says he's healthy, but he's, you know, 70%, would you do that?
Well,
I know he's Aaron Rodgers. I know they brought him here, and Mike loves him.
It's his left wrist. So how much is that going to affect him would be one question for me. And the second one is, once you open up the Mason Rudolph can here, if you're Mike Tomlin, like I said, what if the guy is lights out in Chicago?
Nice problem to have.
Then we'd be talking about it, yeah. I think. Who should start the – who do they play after that? Buffalo. I think. And they're going to need to score points,
Baltimore.
I think, in that game. And then Baltimore. I think you brought in Aaron Rodgers to play those games, Bob. And I think my sense is that if Aaron Rodgers pushes to play this week and there's not much risk of further injury from taking snaps, plus he's not taking a million snaps right out of the behind center where you figure that would affect it more than anything. My sense is he would play and they would play him. And I don't know that I have a problem with it, really. But I'd probably go with Mason if Rodgers is compromised to the point where it's affecting his game. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And that's the whole thing. You remember in training camp, Will Howard, he suffered. And people were, how do you get an injury under center? Well, because, you know, sometimes you have your hand in the wrong place. Now, if he has his left wrist is important in the center exchange. He has to have that thing working 100%, I think. Or else you could risk fumbles, bad snaps, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I know that Mike Tomlin doesn't want to talk about those kind of turnovers. That ranks him more than anything else. And the risk of that increases with a left wrist problem.
I give Mason high marks for what he did coming in cold. But there is a caveat here. It was only the Bengals, and most of the damage was done on Kenneth Gainwell leaking out of the backfield and him making throws that any quarterback should be able to make.
Sure.
Right?
But also Rodgers made one like that in the first drive.
Sure.
It was right in the flat. And listen, they only scored 20 points offensively against the worst defense that I think we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah.
So that's still a concern. Two defensive plays made this look a lot worse than it was for Cincinnati, but they were right. Driving before the Duggar thing, what was it, 13-9?
Yeah.
They were in position potentially to take the lead late in the third quarter.
Was it 13-9 at that point?
It was 13-9, yeah.
All right,
Bob. Because I made a 20-9, right? Am I calculating that right?
Yeah. Let's open the lines here at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. I want to be clear on my position. I think that Mason Rudolph can give you right now what Aaron Rodgers has been giving you, which is you know, just okay, right?
Yeah, sort of like
I don't think
managing
he was,
more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty bad against the Chargers, actually. And then he was just okay in the first half yesterday. Mason Rudolph can give you okay to good. And I get the feeling, here's maybe the real point, I get the feeling that if you put out a poll right now, even if Rodgers were healthy, people may want to see Rudolph. I wonder about that. At 412-928-9370. But let's be honest, you brought in Rodgers to win the types of games that are coming up here.
And Chicago's one of those games now. They're 7-3. I mean, it's not the big, you know, Buffalo, Baltimore marquee value that comes with
they're
those
a first
games.
Place team.
They're a first place
and
team.
And he's going to want to play. So Mike Tomlin could be facing a dilemma this week where Rodgers, a compromised Rodgers, is pushing to play. And Rudolph might be the better option. You know what I mean?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, I do. And then this hypothetically say that Rodgers doesn't even, you know, he's not capable of even being on the field. And Will Howard is the backup and Rudolph struggles. And then it takes us down to another level of quarterback controversy.
But no, I don't think that's Can you imagine if that happened?
No,
if Rudolph got banged up against Chicago and Will Howard came in and played well, there would be a Super Bowl parade the next week.
But I think Mason is fully capable. He looks very confident. One of the reasons why he came back here was that reason, his comfort with what they do. And he knew, you know, what he knew everything about Pittsburgh. And I remember talking to him once, and that's what he said. He said there was a comfort factor he did not have in Tennessee. So I think that helps a quarterback for sure.
He looks like a viable alternative, Mason does. Yeah. I haven't always been the biggest fan, and it is in my mind that it was only the Bengals, and a lot of it was Kenneth Gainwell uncovered, unbelievably uncovered out of the backfield time after time after time on a day when, let's be honest, the conditions were not conducive to getting the ball down the field. So if you're the Bengals, you're really concerned about more. You should be more about that, and maybe a little Mount Washington than anything else. Yet they kept letting the guy seep out, and Mason made the right decisions. Mm-hmm. So I'm not convinced that Mason would walk into Chicago and play well. I'm not. But I think he's a viable alternative to Rodgers, and if Rodgers is compromised, I think Mason should play, even if Rodgers is lobbying for it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the decision Mike Tomlin has to make by the end of the week. Which do you feel better at? Which do you think helps your team to win? And if it's not Rodgers, I would imagine after all these years, he would understand that decision. But he also has that burning desire to play against this team. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a fun week of practice for sure.
928-9370 off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. In other words, Bob, I'm kind of still torn on Mason Rudolph. Hokie's been his biggest backer. And certainly my opinion of Rudolph has been elevated over his past 4 or 5 starts with the Steelers. It has. I still think he's a high-end backup and not a starter. I do.
You can make a good career out of that.
Well, sure you can. And I think it might be different when he's not facing the Bengals, but the fact of the matter is he's with the Steelers, he's 8-4-1 with 20 touchdowns and 11 picks. And that sounds about right. Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That sounds like
Somebody capable of, you know, operating an offense when called upon.
When called upon. And I do. I give him high marks for that. Limits, where do you stand on this matter?
So if Aaron Rodgers is able to go, I would go with Rodgers. And part of that is because of who they're playing as well, the Bears. And I do think that for somebody like Rodgers, there is added extra motivation and added, you know, we see what he's done against the Bears.
Do you think that works in reverse also? The Bears finally know this whole theater, and they know what Rodgers done, and the fans certainly do. How about if they tee off because he's in there?
Well, it's never worked for them in the past when they've played against Rodgers, so what makes me think it's going to happen this time?
It's a different
version. This is a diminished version of him. certainly in terms of mobility.
If you extract revenge for one game and this may be the last time you see him, I think that could work.
Right. It's also his non-throwing hand.
If this was his right hand, then obviously it's a different story.
But his throwing hand's been the problem over the last six quarters. Let me ask you this. Did his brief performance yesterday convince you that the Chargers debacle was an aberration, or did it only increase your worry?
For me, it increased my worry.
Mm. Me too. Yeah, he looked again, and the first drive was beautifully orchestrated. Mm-hmm. He made a nice throw to Metcalf.
But it was also a lot of running, and Warren had a 35-yard run in that first drive.
Yeah, that was great, too, with the karate kick at the end of it, yeah. Bob. That looked like
that was Antonio Brown gone wrong. He didn't get up high enough. He didn't put it in the guy's face.
You remember the punter that Antonio Brown kicked in the face?
Yeah.
Limits, do you? Wrong. Spencer Lanning.
Lanning, that's what it was, Lanning took a landing on his face.
That was great stuff. But overall yesterday, Bob, he again looked like he was quick to flee, quick to – there's almost a flustered feeling around him, you know, when he's – even on the play he was hurt where he's running around and looking for an avenue to make a throw and just got hammered. So I agree with you. That game, while his numbers weren't horrible, in fact, they were pretty much on par with Rudolph's, there was something about the performance that did not give me great comfort coming out of the Chargers game. I will say that.
I agree.
Limits disagrees with us.
Well, no, I my concern definitely went up a little bit. I would have liked to have seen what would have happened as they would have went into the third and fourth quarter with Rodgers. Like, you got to give Mason credit, though, and I will. Like, he has been a good player for them in spurts. He's not somebody who, over the course of a season, I think could be a dependable player, but I think if he would step in against Chicago, they would still have a fighting chance. I just think that their chances are still better with Rodgers because I don't want to overreact too much to the six quarters compared to what we saw in the six-plus games before.
No, that's a fair point. Like, Rodgers has mostly been good. But at that age, Bob, and I said it coming out of the Chargers game, for me it was a free pass game for him. You get a bad game. But yesterday didn't really soothe my feelings on him. I'll say that. It really didn't. If anything, the worry increased a bit, although it was a nice opening drive. So we're left with a quarterback situation at 412-928-9370. And I think we're left with a town that has really jumped on the Mason Rudolph bandwagon in recent years. Wasn't long ago that everybody wanted him out and wanted Trubisky. Yeah. They didn't like Mason. I mean, I thought there was ample reason to not trust him back there. But he's earned some trust. There's no doubt with what he did at the end of the season a few years back. And then yesterday, just stepping in. Here's what he does, Bob. He steps in and just runs the offense
right.
In a pretty calm, efficient manner, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know that I want to see a game where he's under siege, and it could be in Chicago, but he's a true professional backup quarterback who maybe, just maybe, could show people that he does have a little, I don't know, Geno Smith in him, you know, comes in as a starter later in his career and does a pretty good job.
And when you see him, Joe, don't you think it looks like a different Mason Rudolph, more of a confident Mason Rudolph.
For sure.
And we saw that at the end of that season where they won three in a row, got into the playoffs. It seemed like each and every game that went by, more and more confidence. Teammates really like him a lot. So there's a lot to be said for that. And we'll see how it goes on. This is maybe the teeth of their schedule coming up. And of all times for him to get in, this could be it. And you're going to find out real quick, you know, what he's made of if it goes beyond one game. And I don't think it will, but I do think this week he'll probably play.
I also want to be very clear about this. I don't think your team, if you have Mason Rudolph as the guy on your team, is going to get very far. I think he's an absolute professional. I think he's, you know, a viable player, but you're probably not going very far if he's your guy.
Well, if Rodgers has shown what you just said, I'll go back to the last six quarters. If you see that continuing, would you believe he's the guy who can do it? Because I once did.
No.
I thought as this season went on, people were talking about a contract extension
right.
A few weeks ago.
We all were.
But I.
That's why they play the old games,
that's
Bob.
Why they play the old game, and that's why what you said a few weeks ago, we have more evidence.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service over 50 years. Would you rather see a compromised Rodgers or a healthy Rudolph? And again, we don't really know, like, how much would Rodgers really be compromised if he's spending most of the game taking shotgun snaps and it's his left wrist? I don't know. It's a good question. How much of that is, you know, when you're in your actual release and your motion and everything else, does this affect you that much? You know, I compare it to basketball. It's not like, you know, you can still shoot, but there's also a shooting mechanism where your left hand factors in
left
somewhere.
Hand's on the
right?
Ball,
yeah.
Too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into just the.
It's not like he's going to play one armed with his left hand behind his back.
And listen,
right?
I think these guys all know what the injury is, other teams. Just like I thought yesterday, the Steelers knew that Joe Flacco was dealing with an AC joint problem. And you have to, and TJ Watt's a very clean player. I'm not saying this, but he also knows when he drives him to the ground that shoulder.
Yeah,
is there, and you can make your team a lot better if you knock a guy out of the game. So those players on the other side, they know all the injuries because they're told what those injuries are. So you know it, and who knows? You get a chance to knock him down if he's in the game. You never know what guys.
That's football.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, that's the history of football. You know, a guy's compromised, especially a quarterback. You want to hit him. So let's go to the lines. My feeling is there's a strong sentiment in this town right now for Mason Rudolph, but that's based on non-scientific evidence. Let's go to the people limits, shall we?
Well, let's start with Joseph. He is in Hopewell.
Hey, Joseph.
Wow. Thanks for getting me on the show, guys. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, let's just say face the facts here. I mean, Rudolph, the team plays better. It seems like when Rudolph comes in there, the team plays better. This is a team sport. You don't need a franchise quarterback. You need a team that will play together. And for whatever reason, it seems like when Rudolph gets in there, the team gives a little bit more effort. I don't know. Am I missing something? It took Terry Bradshaw 4 years to really break it and really get, like, why did we give up on Rudolph?
Okay,
so
you're mentioning Rudolph in the same breath as Terry Bradshaw?
Well, I'm just saying it took Bradshaw we haven't given this guy much of a shot, is my point. And then when I look at when we brought in, we had Roethlisberger, we had Tommy Maddox. Look at Tommy Maddox's stats. And we had to have Tommy Maddox get hurt before you put Big Ben Roethlisberger back in there as the starting quarterback, and he earned his spot. I'm just saying, like, I don't think the Steelers gave Mason Rudolph the amount of time to develop. And I believe
when would you have played him that he didn't play? Where do you think he got shortchanged along the way here?
Honestly, I mean, in my personal opinion, when they drafted him, I thought he was the solution. I mean, look at his stats coming out of college.
Over Ben?
I felt like Ben was threatened by Rudolph.
Oh, that was clear, but you're certainly not saying Mason should have played above Ben early in his career, are you?
Well, I believe at that time, Ben, you could see that Ben was not the same Ben. He could barely run. He was standing back there, and all I'm saying is that Mason Rudolph had a cannon arm then, and he still has a cannon arm. He stands in the pocket. He's not a running quarterback. But he's a guy that's going to stand in there and take the hits.
So is that your final take, though? Is that you think Rudolph got ripped off from the start and should have started over Ben?
I believe at the end of the career of Ben Roethlisberger, Ben brought it upon himself. His final season, he said, "Oh, I'm thinking about retiring."
Whatever it was. In his last 2 years, he had 55 touchdowns against 20 picks. So he even in a diminished state, I think he was better than Mason Rudolph. Bob?
Yeah, you know, listen, I think Mason Rudolph, if they had gone into when Ben finally departed, when that was over, if they had decided, okay, we're going to push our chips into the Mason Rudolph table here. We're going to do that.
That may have been the time.
Yeah, that if there was going to be a time, that would have been the time with a strong show of confidence. We have a first-round grade on you. We drafted you, yes, in the third round, but we believe that's why we brought you here. So you're going to get a run here, and we're going to support that run. If that had happened, I'm not sure what this goes. It could have very easily turned out to be something better than we've seen over the last several years.
Had Mason at that point earned it, Bob?
Well, I think you earn it by hearing what they say about you. We had a first-round grade. If that's true, if that's how they felt about him, then to me, then he earned an opportunity to get that.
Right, but between that day when they claimed they had a first-round grade on him and Ben's departure, a lot of things happened, and most of them weren't good.
Well, he also had a collarbone separation. He had the concussion in the Ravens game where he came off the field and he didn't take a cart or whatever the case may be. I mean, there was a lot going against him that year. But I also think
he got legitimately and justifiably replaced by a man named Duck.
Yes, and I'm not going to dispute that. But what I'm saying,
ask
there were things
somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
I couldn't believe that day. Where's the cart? There's no cart.
That was a Batco question. I mean, that was the early tragic Mason Rudolph. And believe me, you know, because the world is what it is and sports talk is what it is, all of us get put in, you hate Mason Rudolph unjustifiably and irrationally, or you love him irrationally. I'm in between. I don't think that Mason Rudolph ever got shortchanged by the Steelers. I don't.
The only time it would have been right off the bat. That's the only time. I would have liked to have seen if he was just the guy. Said, we're going with you, man.
Right off the bat after Ben left.
Right.
You mean?
Because they were bringing in other guys. They drafted somebody else. How about if they just decided we're going to go with him?
To me, unfortunately, at that point, the evidence that you had was Mason Rudolph crumbling in the year where Myles Garrett attacked him and had one of the worst halves you'll ever see in Cincy, and that led to Duck, and then they won with Duck for a little while anyway.
I'm not disputing any of that. And then I'm just asking if that were the case, if they decided to double down on him.
No, but then the next time we saw Duck was the 30-for-50 performance against Detroit where he threw a ground ball to Ray McLeod in the end zone. That was the next time we saw him. So if we wound back in time, and I don't know what your stance was then, Bob, were you clamoring for Mason Rudolph going into the Pickett draft? Were you saying this is your guy, let's go with Mason?
I was saying that if I have a first-round guy, I said the same thing back then because I remember. I talked to him about this. I told him I think they have belief in you because they thought you were a first-round pick who would drop to them and they were going to use it. I thought that's how they were going to play it, but they didn't. So once that happened, then all of a sudden you start drafting people and signing people in free agency, everything changes. And that's what happened for him. He was not getting any kind of first team, second team reps. He was down behind two guys then. Trubisky comes in.
Yeah.
So they had made a decision at that point, but I thought
you and I thought were both on the Trubisky train over Mason Rudolph.
I was on the Trubisky train only when I knew they were going to do this. It was clear.
You didn't call for Trubisky? Because I thought we both did that year. We were both saying, bring in Mitch Trubisky and give him the baton.
And of all the guys I saw, I thought he was the guy that most logically fit and would do okay. But again, I go back to the beginning of this whole thing before this ever happened. I really thought because of what they said about Mason Rudolph that he would get the keys to the car, at least to start and see what it takes him. But for that to happen, you need to have the full support
of everyone. He did get the keys to the car when Ben went down with that injury, and that wound up with two horrific performances, the Myles Garrett game where he had four interceptions, and then the next week against Cincinnati where he was so bad that a duck replaced him. And then the only real piece of evidence after that, other than the game against the Browns JV team, was the Detroit game. So, you know,
but you also just said, can he be another Geno Smith? When he finally got in a couple of years ago, we saw three games where he had a 118 passer rating in a must-win situation.
He was really good. He bounced back. But for me, at least, I'll speak for myself. I'm not going to go back and revise what I was saying then. And I was not saying, let's give the keys to Mason Rudolph in the Kenny Pickett draft year.
And I understand why.
I saw no reason why he should start. I still don't think he's an NFL starter, by the way. And the Steelers obviously saw no reason why he should start. They brought in a free agent and drafted a guy in the first round. And credit to Mason for persevering and saving that season. Mm-hmm.
But you'd also admit they haven't had a good track record in developing quarterbacks, right?
Right.
Maybe he's one of them.
Although he would defeat the notion if he's one who's developing.
I would think he's developing since I go back 2 years ago when he was in that situation. You could have said, and people were at the time, where was this? Why didn't he give, a three-game stretch where he was outstanding, including winning in Seattle where they never win? So I'm just saying.
Against a mediocre team, but yes.
All right. There are a lot of mediocre teams in the NFL. I'm saying, maybe he's that guy you just described.
He could be. I don't know that. We agree on that.
We're getting a speed-up signal. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We're getting the
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.